Hello, and welcome to episode 49 of the Savvy Girls Podcast. This is Melanie, and once again, I am podcasting without Deborah. This is not her fault. This was supposed to be her big podcast, and unbeknownst to her, I took it over. Ha 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 ha. Sister power. And I am sending this to Savvy Bro so he will put it up first. But really, I'm doing her a favor since the next one is episode 50, and it's the big one, and I'm giving it to her. Anyway, I promise we will be together again soon, but I am in Europe and without much of a voice, and, well, reach out your dating sticks, pull your Kleenex box closer, grab a tissue, and sit back and enjoy episode 49 of the Savvy Girls Podcast. And I say, wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. Good morning, Savvy listeners, and dear Deborah. Deborah, I wish you were here, because today I'm going on an adventure, and it would be so much fun if you were my traveling companion. Instead, I have a ball of wool that I bought in London. I know that you probably think that a ball of wool is a perfectly adequate traveling companion, but it doesn't even talk like a gerbil. It just sort of sits there asking to be made. Well, I guess it does sort of talk. Anyway, I didn't turn this on to talk about the merits of my little wool friend here. Instead, I thought I would share a couple of travel tips for the morning. Now, I'm not saying I'm a travel expert, but I kind of feel like a travel expert because I've done a lot of travel, I've done a lot of stupid things, and I've had to deal with a lot of situations overseas, a lot of which were of my own making, I'll admit, but I'm pretty good at this now. So, travel tip for this morning. Two travel tips. The first is, watch your feet. Wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in life, you need to be able to run for a bus, walk all day and night if you need to. It's very important. Watch your feet. And to that end, make sure you change your socks. I won't even get into that time that I thought I would be a little stingy with the packing of socks, and it degenerated into disgusting foot nasty and too much information. However, I will never think of Rome without thinking of that. And also, I take two pairs of comfortable shoes on my trip. One cuter than the other, usually. That way, if those comfortable shoes turn out to be a little less comfortable, you've got a second pair. My other travel tip is be very careful of your travel companion, because you don't want to miss out on an experience just because they're tired or they decide they don't want to do it, or even if they get sick, you want to find someone you think will want to have the same budget as you and want to do somewhat of the same experiences. And it's good if they have some separate interests. You can spend some time apart and they can challenge what you think you'd like to do in a country and give you new experiences you didn't expect. However, sometimes your experiences can be curtailed by a reticent travel companion. I don't want to miss out on an experience just because someone else doesn't want to be there. So that is my second travel tip. Don't be afraid to go off on your own. Don't be afraid to tell someone you'd like to do something. And don't miss out on anything you want to do. Ooh, a shop with buns. Oh my gosh, they're so cheap. I'm down under Prague right now at Davidska Station waiting for the train. And I had two little stories I wanted to tell that I have not gotten to before now. The first is the saga of the hat. Now, I love my hat. I bought it at Reitman's in Canada. It's not hand-knit. It's this gray tam, and I have a gray scarf to match, and it matches my gray hoodie, and all around, I look jaunty and cute in it. So, I was walking, I think it was the first day here, and suddenly I realized that my hat was gone. It was just gone. And it was so sad, I couldn't retrace my steps. I needed to go to rehearsal. Honestly, I almost recorded a sad eulogy to my hat, but then I didn't. Later that day, I was walking to rehearsal with the organizer, and we passed a poor abandoned hat at the side of the road. And guess what? It was my hat. So on it went, a little dusting, on it went, and the hat was found. Oh, train is here. I'll tell the second part of the hat saga in a minute. Now, the second part of the hat saga happened actually last night at the concert. And I was telling the son of the organizer about the hat saga and about how I had thought it was lost and how I had found it and how wonderful it was that the hat had made its way back to me. And as I was telling him the story, one of the police guards came up to me and she held out, you guessed it, the hat. Yes, it had been lost again and found. I'm wearing the hat right now and I'm very curious if it will make it back from Moravia with me. I'm on the train platform right now with Alice, my wonderful accompanist. And where are we going?
We are going to the Blitzen and the Bechevo. The spa.
We're going to the spa and we're going to perform. And it's a great adventure because Alice said there are caves and such near the spa. And we're VIPs, which is fun. And there's music in the train station. And we are about to go on the train, and it's a great adventure, and it's really neat being in this train station. And we're looking for a non-smoking car, because it's kind of smoky sometimes around here. Alice and I are on the train, and we are in the second-class compartment, but we weren't sure at first it was second class. And why is that?
Because 20 years ago or 15 years ago, nice seats were only in first class. So
the seats are very nice. They're plushy and they're red.
So every time I thought that I'm in the first class, but now it is not true.
Well, what were the chairs like in second class?
In the second class, it was. It was green and it was...
Were they hard? Because these are
harder,
very soft.
Harder, much harder, yeah.
And we're in... It's one of those trains with a corridor to the left and then little compartments with six chairs. So we're hoping nobody comes in our compartment. But probably somebody will. Alice and I are in the dining car of the train. And I'll say I've always wanted to eat in a dining car. Ever since. It always seemed like such a classy thing to do, and now we're doing it. And there are flowers, albeit silk flowers, but there are flowers on the table and cute little tablecloths and silverware, and it's just really nice. And the prices are really reasonable considering it's train. I know in the States, everything's overpriced on a train. I think it's something like, I don't know, like $16 to get food on a train in the States. So I've never done it, but here, something like €3 for a sandwich, which is a little more than you'd pay in Prague, but it is completely reasonable for train food. So Alice has gotten a sensible meal, and I have gotten dessert with a hot chocolate because everything else is made of meat or fried cheese. I'm in the greenhouse just off the lobby of the spa where I am staying in Teplice nad Bechvou, possibly Bechvou. I am in central Moravia, somewhat close to the eastern border of the Czech Republic. And I have to stop using the word amazing, but honestly, it's amazing. I did not think I would ever be in a spa in the middle of Moravia in the Czech Republic performing a concert. To start out with, I have a few things to say about this. To start out with, there is a huge poster of me just outside the restaurant, which is so neat. And I guess it was written up in the newspaper. There's a big article in Czech, of course. We were picked up at the train station by the director of the concert and brought here. And soon we will be taken for dinner, and then we will be performing. And tomorrow we're going spelunking. There are apparently natural caves around here. Again, with the language, I didn't exactly figure out what people were talking about, but there are caves and we are going caving. They're arranging a special tour just for us. Oh, speaking of tours, this is definitely not an English language place. Aside from myself, there is nobody here who speaks English. And honestly, I love it. I understand that with the tourist industry, one needs to be able to communicate things to the tourists and by the tourists and all that. However, I'm really, really experiencing the Czech Republic this way. Some of the signs here are in German, so there definitely are German visitors, but the rest, it's all Czech. I mean, we're in the heart of Czech right now. Let's see, what else? Unlike in North America, one doesn't exactly go to a spa here to be pampered. Usually you'd go to recover from an illness or to treat a physical condition. And indeed, the front door of the spa had a sign that said, it did not say spa, it said, I forget, sanatorium or sanitarium. Either one. I forget which one it was. However, there aren't people with leprosy walking around or anything like that, so it's okay. There are all sorts of treatments here, and a restaurant, and beautiful forests with paths, and the caves, I suppose. And again, I don't know that much about it, but I did just find a brochure. So I'm just going to see what this has to say. Wellness Centrum, Moravian. So they talk about the sauna, and it said, even if the sauna releases the body, it is an extreme load for the body. Therefore, it is recommended to a man to go to the sauna, being neither very tired or sleepy, nor hungry, surfeited, nor thirsty. Let's see what else. Oh, they have an infrasauna here, which I've never heard of before. Infrasauna burns calories and affects the overweight system in a positive way. Okay. Then there's a salt stream, a tropical shower, an ice fall. It's a bowl full of ice scales that you jump in after taking the sauna. And this here is called a courage pail. I'm still here at the spa, and it's getting pretty late. It's only 10:15, but we worked really hard. We sang a concert tonight, Alice and I, and it was great. We sang in actually the dining hall of a different the San up the street, which is related to the San. We sang in the dining hall of that, and people from the San came to watch, and also people from Hronice also came to watch. Right now we're in Teplice, and I believe Hronice is the place down the road. It's the main city. People came in from there and bought tickets. I guess inmates of the San came to watch too, and it was great. The concert went wonderfully. We got the cutest bouquet of flowers. I have to tell you, nobody makes bouquets like the Czech. Just nobody does. They do an amazing job. Well, the hockey game's kind of loud. I'm going to go here into the arborarium, past the poster of myself. I don't know if arborarium's a word. There we go. Much more relaxing. Okay, I don't want to keep Alice up. We actually are sleeping basically in the same bed, in the same room. So I'm going to go up soon because she's worked hard today also, and she must want to sleep. But a few things. First, I know I was a bit abrupt last time when I stopped talking. That's because I was reading down the list of services available at the spa, and I realized that for 250 crowns, which is just over $10, I could spend the 2 hours I had before my concert there taking full advantage of all that stuff. So I thought, okay, I could podcast it about it, or I could go do it. I hurried upstairs and grabbed my bathing suit, paid the whopping $10. I have to admit, though, it did give me pause at first because I'm usually trying to save money during my trips. And I don't know. Deborah can explain this better, I think. But it gets, and Savvy Mom agrees too. You get to be where if everything's $2, suddenly if something's $10, it's prohibitive. You think, why would I pay $10? Everything else is two. So actually paying 250 crowns, I don't think I paid that for anything since I've gotten here. So I did hesitate at first, but then I got sensible. I said, look, it's only $10. It's going to be a crazy experience. Is it worth it? And the answer is absolutely yes. And it was. So I paid my money and I had to wait a half an hour for the spa to open. It opened at 4:00. And I went in and I was given a wraparound towel and a locker key and a little... Oh, let me also put this out there. Nobody talked English. The woman at the front talked a little bit of German and Czech. And the woman inside who was explaining everything to me, only Czech. It is surprising how well gestures and confused looks and wide eyes and sometimes smiles, how far that goes. Anyway, as I read to you, there were different services at the spa. And I tried them all out, the hot tub and the sauna. A lot of that is like back at home. But there were a couple notable things. The first was this, I think it's called the salt. I read it before. It's the salt sauna where you go in and it sprays salt air at you from the ceiling. There were these Christmas lights, like Christmas lights, but set into the ceiling, and they were red and then blue and then yellow and then green. And it just changed the color of the whole room, and I don't know if that was for a sci-fi effect or if it helped the salt. Probably it was just mood lighting. But it was just so strange in this really hot sauna with salt spraying from the ceiling and changing colors. So that was awfully neat. The second thing was there was a hole in the ceiling, a little tube coming down, and ice kept falling out of this into a little bucket. And you were supposed to take these ice cubes and pretty much stick them in your bathing suit, stick them in your cleavage, rub them on yourself to be all invigorating. So I did that. Oh, and there was also, you know how you look at the pictures of yokels or back in the day, people would take out the big bucket and have a bath in it. Well, there was one of those. You could fill it with cold water and dunk in it. But I didn't want to waste the water. It was empty, the bucket, and it was quite a large barrel. It's a barrel. So I didn't do that. But the last thing, oh, I forget what they called it. It was a really funny name. I've just read it to you, so you'll know what it's called. But it was this bucket poised in the air. It was poised about 6 feet up, probably 7 feet up, actually. And you pulled on a chain, and the bucket overturned, and you just got splashed with ice-cold water. It wasn't just like turning on a shower and the water would come out. You actually had to pull this knowing that watching the bucket overturn. And there's that second before the water hits you when you think, there's no way out of this one. I have to say I did it about 5 or 6 times and no one else in the spa would do it. They all just watched me and looked. They looked like they thought I was crazy. So I had a very cool, literally a cool / sometimes hot 2 hours in there, and afterwards Alicia and I went to dinner. We were being fed and taken around, so we got to order anything we wanted in the dining hall. Now, for a place devoted to health, the food was all fried. There was a vegetarian menu, which is rare, but the food involved fried cheese and fried potato pancakes with various fried cheese on top. That was all there was, in various forms involving garlic, onions, and the word Mexican stuck in there with a bunch of Czech words around it. So I don't know what, maybe it had beans in it? I don't know. And then we performed, and that went wonderfully, as I said. I keep using the words wonderful and amazing. I need to think of some more descriptive words for things. I'll work on that for tomorrow, I promise. And people really loved it. You could tell they knew some of the songs and they didn't know others, and it went really well. I did sing a Hebrew set with, well, some Yiddish songs, some Hebrew songs, and a Ladino song. And it was interesting to sing that here. I was reading historically, I think Hranice, if that's how you say it, is one of the towns where there were Jews and they were taken away to Auschwitz. This is right in the middle of things. This isn't a big city. These are the older people who would have been around when that happened, the people who were at the concert. And it felt a little surreal to be singing Jewish music to them, because who knows if they were here, who knows, they could even be Jewish, who knows. It felt strange, but I did it. They got to hear it, and the concert went really well. And Alicia and I were just about to go up to bed when we were told that there was something waiting for us in the dining hall. So we went in, and there was a massive cheese plate, just massive. So we made good headway into the cheese plate, and then we ordered ice cream. Yeah, and ice cream, and I ordered pineapple juice, and she had orange juice, and we had another dinner involving cheese and ice cream. And now Alicia is up in bed, I'm going up to bed, and tomorrow we're going spelunking. I have to say, this trip is just the best trip. Having the president of the Czech police force tell me he thinks I'm wonderful? Really? What could make this trip any better? I'd say ice cream, but we just had some. Okay, I'm going to be a good girl, going to bed, and tomorrow's going to be another crazy day. Literally. I know I talk a lot about ice cream, and I do like ice cream. Who are we kidding? But this is the first semi-healthy food I've seen, I think, since I've left home, and I'm really, 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 really excited to be eating something that isn't glutted with sugar and fat. Alicia and I are eating breakfast here at the San. I don't know where, Alicia, where is everybody else? Where's all the people?
The breakfast are over.
Oh, Oh, so I guess everybody here gets up really early, and we didn't. Alicia and I are walking to the caves right now, and it's a beautiful day. It's so hot.
No, it's so hot, but it's normal.
Oh, flowers. Anyway, it's just beautiful here. There's all these birds, which we can't identify. And we're going to check out the caves and have an adventure. And again, who would have thought that we'd be in the middle of Moravia, walking down a cobblestone street towards caves? This is Melanie, of course, and I am at... What stop is it? Which stop is it? I think it's Narodny Trida, which is National Theater, because I heard the rumor that there is a knitting store, and I am nothing if not committed looking for the knitting store. I know it's a bit of a walk from here. Oh, well, I guess I'll just go for a bit. I have a map scribbled out on this piece of paper, so that's good anyway. Unfortunately, none of the streets I'm passing are on my map. I miss the knitting store. I'm sorry, Deborah. I tried. I barely stopped from the moment I left the metro station to now. It's been probably about 45 minutes. It was one of those went in the wrong direction. I needed to stop and get my camera lens cleaned as there was some kind of goo on it, and it's a new camera. Didn't want any of that, so I looked really cute and went into the camera store, and the nice guy there cleaned it up. It's beautiful again, which is great. But that delayed a little, and then I needed to stop at an electronics store to ask the guy there how to find where I was going. And he logged my computer on to the internet, Google Mapped it, which I really appreciated. And I went way too far. I just misjudged which bridge was which, and it was my own fault, and knitting beat me again. So, I'm sorry, Deborah. If it's open tomorrow, I will go back. Otherwise, I'll get you something else. I promise. I am at a Czech bar right now because, really, to get the full Czech experience, you do need to go to a Czech bar. Granted, I'm drinking water and Coke, Diet Coke, but still at a Czech bar. I'm here with one of the organizers of the American Spring, Jan, or James, and his friend, Jan, but not James. And we're just hanging out. It's pretty fun to just hang out in a Czech bar. This time last night, I was at the San, and now I'm in a Czech bar, and tomorrow I'll be, who knows? Luckily, these boys I'm with do know some Czech, and they've looked up the yarn store, and it is open tomorrow. So do not despair, Deborah. I will get you your yarn, and I will tell everyone all about Marlen, which is the Czech yarn, and it's at the Marlen store. And I don't know anything else about it right now, just that it is there and generally how to find the store. I have Google Maps and a map on a napkin right now, so between those two, I should do okay finding the store. Today, what was missing about my trip to Prague? I had almost thought it was the perfect trip. I've seen some interesting things, I've had some wonderful experiences. I thought it was perfect. But I was wrong. There was something missing. What was missing was being sick. Yep, I promise I won't go on about this for long, so don't turn off your computers. Nobody wants to hear about someone else's abject misery. But last time I was in Prague singing, I had just had bronchitis. Probably about 4 days. I think, what was it, 4 days before I was supposed to leave Canada, I got really, really, really sick. And I get sick about once every 2 years. So really, I don't tend to get ill. Seriously, I look around the city and I think lemon-flavored Ricola, because that's what I continually had in my mouth, or I would cough so hard that I thought my brain was going to come out of my lungs, or my lungs were coming out of my nose, or something. So I seem to be a little bit ill today. Not, I feel fine. Well, I feel tired, but I feel fine. See, no sniffy. I'm not sniffy. I just have to cough. I have had a certain amount of sleep. Maybe being at the sand wasn't so healthy for me. Maybe it's running around and seeing everything and doing everything, which has been wonderful, and I wouldn't have missed it. And maybe it's just allergies, quite frankly. Whatever it is, this feels normal again. Walking around, trying not to cough. and failing. Right now, I'm on the escalator at the Narodny Tryda station. It's huge. It goes down really far underground. It takes about 2 minutes to come back up to street level on this escalator. And I'm doing that now. I am meeting the Canadian ambassador for lunch in about an hour. But I'm just going to nip over to the yarn store first. And hopefully, I will find it this time. This is try two for the yarn venture. Deborah, I'm doing it for you. On my way out of these castle gardens, out into the real world, I thought I would quickly talk about Marlene, the yarn store. I did find it, and it was open, and one of the women there actually spoke English, which was really helpful, because, hey, what do I know about wool? Oh, I guess I shouldn't be saying that. Yes, I am a wool expert. However, it was still really helpful. Let's see, what is there to say about Marlene? It's the store that stocks the National Theatre, so they have material and notions and wool and all sorts of woolly, materially things. It's a tiny store. It's almost like an Eastern bazaar. Everything is just crammed in there, and it's beautiful. As far as the wool goes, there isn't a lot of choice. I don't want to say that it's novelty yarn, because it isn't exactly. But they seem to take 100%, 90% to 100% pure wool, and add mohair and a few other things, and wind it all together so you've got three or four strands. But they're not twisted strands, they're loose strands. And I guess that makes a fancy, fancy look once you have it on. I could barely find any pure wool. There was some black, all black pure wool. And I think there was all white pure wool. I did get Deborah a woolly present that does have a little acrylic, possibly. Now, not all of the wool even had little stickers that said Marlene. Now, Marlene is not only a store, it is a brand of wool. And this wool is carried in certain other stores throughout the city. The wool I bought, it's pretty. I'll take a picture. It's all sorts of, it's like sherbet, sorbet. It's colors of sorbet. And they said there's probably between 0 to 10% acrylic. Some of the others had up to 30. And it didn't look acrylic-y, but only felting will tell. They do weigh it. It's in 100-gram skeins, but when you say you want to buy it, they weigh it and price it that way. Although the 100-gram skein was exactly 100 grams. And I think it cost 120 Czech crowns, which is about $5. So, Deborah, you know how much your present cost. I thought I would buy Deborah some material also, but it wasn't cheap. It's beautiful, beautiful brocades and silk. But they cost 700 and something Czech crowns a meter, and getting kind of pricey. Also, my bag, I only have a carry on this trip, and I already have a skein of wool, and I don't really want to have wool and more wool and more wool and material. So instead, I turned my attention to the Czech buttons. Historically, Czech glass buttons are renowned throughout the world, and for good reason. They're gorgeous. I bought Deborah 4 buttons, 2 of them light purple, and 2 of them a sort of blueberry, shiny, can't describe them very well, and they're not in front of me, so I'm not looking at them. But it looks like what you'd see at about 1914 on clothes, maybe going down the front of something, a fancy dress. anyway. Hope you like your present, Deborah. I am outside of the Cafe Faux Pas waiting for Elitze, my accompanist and my BFF here in Prague. I am so happy she remembered what this place was called because they had the best crepes. I remember now, it was a crepe place. Well, also I can see the menu. And for once, I'm early. Now, I'm generally someone who tries to come on time. I'm barely ever late for things. However, it seems that whenever I need to meet Elitze, I am shockingly late. Every time I leave earlier and earlier, and whether I get off at the wrong metro station, or I'm just an idiot and head in the wrong direction, which does happen, even for a savvy traveler, I am usually quite late. Unfortunately, I'm feeling worse and worse, and I need to get better before I get to England, because poor Green Triangle girl, I am not going to descend upon her flat being sick. That is horrible, it is really, really rude, and I'm always in terror that someone will come visit me and come sick and then leave me with their cold or their plague or whatever they have. And I'm not going to do that for someone. However, there's a full week before then, and this thing is going to sort itself out. At least no one will sit next to me on the train on the way to Dusseldorf if I'm a coffee mess. Savvy listeners, this is my last day in Prague, and I have a travel tip for today. And that tip is, don't get sick when you're traveling, because it's no fun. Even if you are a little bit sick, remember how far you traveled and how much you're looking forward to being here. And if you can possibly go out, go out. Go out and see everything, because you don't want to miss it. Have another travel tip to share with everybody. If you are feeling like you just want to crawl into bed and never come out because you are sick and you are overseas, what makes you feel a lot better? Not cough medicine, not orange juice or any kind of vitamins. No. What will make you feel better is buying jewelry. Oh, I feel so much better. It's as if it were magic. My bag is happy. My wallet is a little unhappy, but it knew this was coming. And I am so happy because I have jewelry. After spending basically my entire time here considering and peeping into shops and looking around for what might be a good price, because look, there's nothing really I need. This certainly is not my first time in Prague, and I really hope it's not going to be my last time. Well, I know. I will come back here eventually, hopefully soon. But even if it's not soon, this is not going to be my last time in Prague. So I wasn't hard-pressed to buy something to remember this place I would never see again. However, Prague is known for its garnets. Garnets are sparkly, and I like things that are sparkly. So, bottom line, I wanted to buy something with garnets. And price is a lot cheaper than in North America. Not that I go around buying jewelry that much in North America. However, after looking in Old Town, looking in all the tourist stores downtown, and being shocked one after another at the price, although, like I said, it still is cheaper than if you were to buy it in North America, but still, the price of things, the price of a simple garnet pendant, I came back to the old faithful, the Diplomat Hotel. Last time I was in town, the Canadian ambassador told me that this is where he buys everything. It's a good price, it has good service, and it's a good product. And it was near where he was staying, and I thought, sure, he's probably right. But you know how it is. One assumes that things are more expensive in airports and at hotels, even than in the touristy areas. So I thought this time, since I had a bit of extra time, I would be a good girl and do my shopping. And indeed, things are probably about 30 to 40% less here at the Diplomat Hotel. I bought a ring. It's the sweetest ring. A ring with Polish amber. And I bought my garnet pendant. It looks a bit like a teardrop, or a dewdrop. Let's say a dewdrop. And it wasn't that expensive. It probably cost around $20, $25. So if that's all I spend on souvenirs, besides, that's about the same as I spent on the wool for Deborah and the buttons for Deborah. So we each got a present. Savvy bro, I want to get you a present too, but I haven't seen anything here at all. I will be looking for you in Morocco, I promise. I am in the main square here in Prague. And I'm just hanging out a bit. It's my last evening here. I want to go to the Charles Bridge and watch the sunset. Ugh. And maybe find some cough candies. Yeah. Because I need some. I can't believe I've been here a week, and I can't believe I'm leaving. I don't want to leave. I love Prague. I love Prague. Even this, one of the more touristy areas that this is, it's still amazing. Oh, Prague, I love you. It's sunset, and I am here on the Charles Bridge. And this is the place to be at sunset in Prague. Instead of, yes, okay, it's extremely touristy, but people are behaving themselves. They're walking across the bridge and looking at the sights. It's not quite so in your face as the main square. It's actually less crowded right now than the main square. The bridge has a rich history, most of which I don't know right now. However, it's very interesting, and oh, this is why I turned it on. If you are a long-time listener, you may remember from an earlier podcast we brought back, or at least I wanted to bring back, the word defenestration, which essentially is throwing somebody from a window. Well, apparently, defenestration as a form of social protest was born here in Prague. I am looking right now at an old tower I believe they used to use as a town hall, and at some point in the Middle Ages, there was a protest of some sort, and it was resolved when someone was defenestrated to their death. So it is tragic, but it does help to bring back this word. At this point, my throat feels like it's flayed raw, and I would do about anything for some cough candies. However, since I don't have any cough candies as another option, I thought I would either buy some ice cream or I would buy that really pretty handmade pendant I just passed. Hello, savvy listeners. I think I just heard the least savvy thing I've heard since I've gotten here. And of course, I thought I would share it with you. A tourist, and I assume it's a tourist, but a tourist was passing me on the street a few minutes ago, and she turned to whoever she was with, and she said, "Prague, you know, Prague, it's the capital of, you know, the Czech Republic." And I'm thinking, look, you've come all the way from either America or Canada, sounded like America though, all the way to Prague, and you don't even know that simple fact? I was almost speechless, but then I turned this on and I was no longer speechless. Anyway, to escape her, I'm heading out of the tourist area and to a really cute pizza place that's on the water. It's called Ristorante Marino Grossetto. And it's an Italian-ish pizza place. And the good thing is, really, there are more expensive items on the menu, but a full pizza costs about $5. With the drink, maybe $6.50, and this is a really nice restaurant. That's how it works here. You're in the tourist quarter, you'll pay North American prices for a meal. You leave even just a little bit, and the places will be nicer, the food will be better, and the prices will be happier. And you won't hear people who don't even know where they are. Oh, man. Whoa. This is another one of those Deborah, I wish you were here moments. I am the only table of one at this restaurant. I guess it's quite a romantic place to go when the evening is falling. It is quite a romantic place to go as the evening is falling. As the waitress said when she lit the candle and I made a comment about, oh, supper for one, romantic for one, she says, why not? That's a very good point. Why not? It's evening in my castle and evening of my last day here in Prague. And aside from getting the plague, it has been a wildly successful trip. Oh my gosh, I guess you know everything I did. The singing went extremely well. Everybody was very happy. I took some very good pictures. If I do say so myself. Sorry, people. And I even got in knitting content and visited a knitting store. So overall, it has been a good trip. Tomorrow, I am taking the train to Dusseldorf, where I stay in a hostel, which I'm regretting now, believe me. Ugh, my own bed would mean a lot, just about now. However, I am staying in a hostel, and I was just going to say I'll probably impregnate everyone there. I really meant I'll probably infect everybody there. However, sorry, people. And the next day, I will be off to Morocco. Okay, evening is falling. I'm going to try to get some rest in my castle. And I have one more night of playing princess before I need to go. Dear Deborah, I am waiting at the streetcar just outside where I've been staying. And oh my gosh, it was the worst night. I feel like I've been beaten in the lungs with a stick. Oh, gosh. Now, this is an interesting travel conundrum. What do you do when you have one travel plan after another and you're going to Africa, essentially, being Morocco, and you're worried your lungs are going to come out your brain, or your brains are going to come out your eyes or something, and sometimes when you cough, you actually can't breathe. What do you do? Well, although I would like nothing more to go back to my bed and just stay here till I feel better, I have plans. So, I am catching the train to Dusseldorf today. I'm hoping I feel better when I get to Dusseldorf. Either book a flight to London or something and skip Morocco, or go to Morocco and hope for the best. Knowing me, I will probably go to Morocco and hope for the best. I'm at the Hauptbahnhof in Nuremberg right now, the central train station. And my train to Dusseldorf should leave soon. I still don't know what I should do. I think I need to be in bed. But Morocco is a long way to travel for a bed. Still, it's pretty major to change those plans. I just don't know what I should do. Deborah, if you were here, you'd take care of me, wouldn't you? Everything hurts. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. This is Melanie, and I am plague casting from Dusseldorf. And luckily, I'm not alone.
Hi, this is Andrea. My name on Ravelry is Miriam.
And you have the plague too, it's not just me.
Yeah. Well, it's a different plague though.
So we are copping our way through Dusseldorf to find knitting adventures. And luckily you did look up some knitting stores. Mm-hmm. And what is this one called?
This is Frau Sin. I don't know what Sin means, but I know Frau means happy. Or, like, people say Frau Weihnacht, and that's Happy Christmas. So.
And you live here. Well, not here in Dusseldorf. You live here in Germany.
Yep, I live about, like, 3 hours south of here.
Is it that far?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's pretty far. So this is your first knitting adventure in Dusseldorf also.
Yes.
And you found two knitting stores a couple blocks away, and so we're going to go look at them and see what we find.
Yeah, if they ever open.
That's true.
There's a person.
Oh, good. Oh, I think she thinks we're crazy.
Yeah. He just gave us this crazy look. Oh my gosh. Embarrassed.
She should be flattered that there's two people that eager to get in her knitting store.
Yeah, that's true.
At least with all this plague going on, no one's going to get too close to be inappropriate. Because no one wants to.
Yeah, we have some pretty spectacular coughing going on.
Yeah, I don't know how that third girl in the hospital got any sleep last night, honestly. Between the two of us, the room resounded with our musical coughs. It was tragic and funny. Go on, leave me breathless. So we had perused this first yarn store, and we both found things that we may need to own. What have you found? You found a cone.
Yes, I have a cone of, I think it's 100% merino, but it's this really pretty purple.
It's beautiful, and it is on a cone.
Yeah. And I also have a skein of sack yarn for my friend Crystal, because she wanted one for her birthday, and her birthday was last month.
Late, but good.
Yeah.
What are the other wools that are here? Debbie Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
There's Noro.
There's a lot of Noro. I'm looking at half a wall of silk cotton sock yarn right now. It's just like, oh.
But you don't knit socks.
No, I don't.
Maybe it's time to knit a sock.
Maybe.
Well, compared to the other wool stores you've seen, what do you think about this one?
This one is actually a lot bigger than a lot of the other wool stores that I've seen in Germany.
And there's an area in the back to hang out and knit. Mm-hmm. And she even put two chairs in it. Oh, sorry, there's a puppy. Oh my gosh, I need a picture. I need a picture right now.
This puppy is so cute.
Before it gets in trouble, the puppy's going after the fiber. I need a picture of the dog being bad. No, that's a Kleenex. That's yucky. Go after the fiber. Go after the fiber. No. You know what's fun? No, not that. No, that's mine.
Puppy.
You know what's great? Quick, before you get in trouble. Look. Whoa. You're a B.A.D. He's like, I'm a German puppy. I don't know those words.
Oh, yeah.
So there are lots of different kinds of wools, and there's some really cute buttons, and yeah, overall it's a really neat wool store. We are in the second wool store, and it's called Kuntges Garn. And it has a lot of different things. It has these adorable little packages from Japan called Ito. They look like little bows, but they're not bows, they're wool. And there's Shinen, which I've not heard of, and Eblat from France. Completely different things than the other store. And also, this is the only wool store I've ever seen with a man working here, which makes it cool.
And he's really nice, too.
Really nice, even when you knock stuff over. And it looks like almost an old shoe store, but with wool. And there's definitely less here, but it's very, very pretty.
Where do you come from?
I'm from Canada.
Canada? So?
North. Far away. Far away, yeah.
It's all wool. And that's cotton.
And then linen, and then alpaquita. And alpaca.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of want to get something here just because it's such a neat place. I don't know what. So what was your overall impression of that wool store?
I thought it was really cute. You know, I liked how all the yarn was stacked, like, just so properly, and it looked really nice.
And the guy working there?
He was really cute, and he was really nice, too.
So nice. And what did you buy?
I bought 3 bottles of Limbo, which happens to be the yarn that I knocked over, so it's a fitting name.
Yes, it is, but it's really cute. It's purple and pink.
Yeah, purple and pink and blue. And I think I'm going to make a really pretty hat out of it.
And I bought Deborah some Slimbo also, and it's colors. Let's see, green and blue, and I think it has some gray, and it's all twisty. Hope you like it, Deborah. Make me something really nice out of it. I mean, here's your present. Savvy people. I am this time going to the airport from Dusseldorf. Sorry, trying not to cough. I am going to Morocco. Maybe a stupid idea. However, I really want to go. So I went to the pharmacy here and got a bunch of drugs to add to the drugs I got in Prague. And hopefully I'm just taking all of them and I will get better. Because I have to sing in Orlando. Oh my gosh. In a week. That should be interesting.
It's neat and it's sweet, it's a ding-dong treat. Little socks for little feet.
Just sitting with your knitting all day long.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
With knit one, purl two, what's a doozer gonna do with a gall?
Thank you so much for listening. And again, Deborah, I'm sorry I hijacked yet another podcast, but it does give you a bit of time to get your solo podcast put together. I can't talk very much without hacking out what's left of my lungs, and who knows what's left of my lungs right now. But anyway, enough complaining. I'm sure you're pretty tired of it after the last hour. If you'd like to reach us, you can contact me at melanie@savvygirls.ca or deborah@savvygirls.ca. There's all sorts of other fancy ways to contact us, but, well, that would involve a lot of talking, which I am not going to do right now. Anyway, next show is definitely the Debs, and that's big show number 50. So, Deborah, it's all depending on you. Okay, I really can't talk without coughing, and I really want to get this finished and sent to Savvy Bro. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and, well, the most important thing is, tend to your knitting, kitten.
Without lime green stripes?
Well, don't shout.
I shout if I want to, and do you know why?
Why?
Because I hate knitting.